Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Today on Bagels and Blessings, you'll hear my interview with Rabbi Michael Euler. Stay with me and I'll be right back. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you are in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. Now open Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays by appointment, Wednesdays from 3 to 8 p.m., Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m., and up to 30 minutes after services on Saturdays. You can call the Fig Tree Bookstore at 585-484-7775. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit Congregation Shema Yisrael. And now, when you make a purchase at the Fig Tree Bookstore, you can fill out a raffle ticket. Those names will be drawn for a prize from Bagels and Blessings. So those of you in the Rochester area, be sure to visit Congregation Shema Yisrael in the Fig Tree Bookstore and fill out your ticket for a chance to win a prize from Bagels and Blessings. Shalom, 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 Yerushalayim. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat 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 shalom. Of course, that was the great voice of Jonathan Sattel. Next up, Becca Shea. This is called Fly Away. Hallelujah.
I had a dream that someday I would just fly, fly away. And I always knew I couldn't stay. So I had a dream that I just fly away. I've been on my own for a minute. Is it only me out here? Searching for the place to begin it. Is it me? Is it you? Is it fear? Standing on the line I was given. People stare and ask me why I'm here. No one seems to think that I fit in. But I don't wanna be. To reach for it all, knowing I. was here for a reason. But I was scared that if I tried, I'd fall. So where do I go now that I'm in it? I never thought it'd be like this. Dreaming all my life, then I did it. I thought the grass was greener than it is. 'Cause I had a dream that someday I would just fly.
This is Becca Shea, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord, and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. 585-889-7840. This is Ethel Chadwick. Stay tuned for my interview with Rabbi Michael Euler. Well, the next song is based on the book of Ruth, and it's called Wherever You Go, or The Vow. It's sung by Rachel Washington, and just to give you a little background on her, her father is Raleigh Washington. He's the man that was one of the founders of Promise Keepers, and later he founded another organization called Road to Jerusalem. And so I think you really enjoy this song very much.
There I will.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
Next up, here's my buddy Ted Pierce, Hallelujah et Adonai. Come, let us praise the Lord.
Praise Him with the cymbals, praise Him with the dance, praise Him with the shofar, praise Him with your hands. Praise Him with the timbrel, praise Him with the harp, praise Him with the drum and the flute, praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah et Adonai, hallelujah et Adonai, hallelujah et Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah et Adonai, hallelujah et Adonai, hallelujah et Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Praise Him with the cymbals, praise Him with the dance, praise Him with the shofar, praise Him with your hands. Praise Him with the timbrel, praise Him with the harp, praise Him with the drum and the flute, praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. And let everything that has breath come and praise the Lord. Praise Him with your hands. Praise Him with the timbrel. Praise Him with the harp. Praise Him with the drum and the flute. And praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai.
Next, you're going to hear a truly beautiful song. This is Sarah Lieberman, The Great Exchange.
Your presence is all I need. Your spirit, God, to walk with me. I surrender at your feet.
presence is all I seek. Your royal guard upon me, I surrender at your feet. All I am, I give to you, my King. All of me, for all.
That was so beautiful. Again, that was Sarah Lieberman, The Great Exchange. This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Stay tuned for my interview with Rabbi Michael Euler. But in the meantime, we have time for some more music. Here's Paul Wilbur.
Joy in the Lord, be righteous.
Sing for joy in the Lord, be righteous.
Shalom, friends. This is Paul Wilbur, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
And now here's Carlos Perdomo, King of all the earth. Amen.
Lord, we're longing for your glory. We're looking for you now. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down. And underneath your shelter, in the shadow of your wings, our eyes at last will look upon our King. The fire of your coming, the glory of your presence, will shake the earth and every heart will know. You are Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, the God of Israel, Defender of Zion, the glory of your people, the King of all the earth, the King of all the earth. The rulers of the nations will tremble at your voice, at the fire down. And you will shake the mountains, all the kingdoms of this world, and every knee will bow before you, Lord. The fire of your coming, the glory of your presence, will change the earth, and every heart will Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, the God of Israel, your defender of Zion, the glory of your people, the King of all the earth. Oh, you are the Messiah, Yeshua. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, the God of Israel.
Yes, indeed, he is the King of all the earth. And right now, it's time for my interview with Rabbi Michael Euler. Rabbi Michael Euler, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
It's a blessing to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad. And have you had your bagel yet?
I am preparing to have one. I have a cup of tea here, and I will be having one after our conversation.
Cool, cool. Well, I am curious if you were raised in a Jewish home or not, and just wondered if you can tell me a little bit about your early life.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I am. I'm not Jewish. Actually, my mother is a German immigrant, and so I'm half German. Raised briefly as a Lutheran, because if you are German, then you know, you have to be Lutheran. So, but I was not a practicing believer until a time in my life when I was extended the invitation for Yeshua, and I accepted that invitation, and then began my journey of faith, probably starting back in 88, which eventually led me to the Lord calling me unmistakably. And so he told me to quit my job and to go to seminary and follow him, though I didn't know what a seminary was at the time. So I figured that out and ended up at the Theological Seminary in Pasadena and received my Master of Divinity. And while there, was introduced to Beth Abanah Messianic Synagogue. At that time was in Winnetka, and actually on its way to Agora Hills under the leadership of Rabbi Mary Sibley.
I did not hear your last sentence. I'm so sorry.
Last sentence. Oh, well, after my time at Fuller Theological Seminary, during that period of time, I was introduced to Messianic Judaism and began attending Beth Abanah Messianic Synagogue in what was Winnetka, and then changed to Agora Hills when they moved into their own space under the leadership of Rabbi Murray Silberling.
Oh, okay. Isn't he also known as the Dancing Rabbi?
At the time, he was. But I have to say, in his defense, he's an amazing theologian. And sometimes that kind of diminishes his teaching. But he is known as the Dancing Rabbi. And hence, that is a very significant aspect of our ministry here in Canton, Ohio.
Wow. And so you had your first introduction to Messianic Judaism. How did you feel about their service?
Well, obviously, it was diametrically different than a traditional church at that time in Southern California. I was visiting many known congregations, from the Vineyards to Calvary Chapels to Church of Malay to et cetera, et cetera. And one of my mentors was George Barna, and I was part of one of his church startups. So that was pretty much my experience as a believer in a congregational environment. When I attended Beth Abanah, I was introduced to the High Holy Days and Shabbat and a Hebraic understanding of Scripture that I had not known. So it altered my destiny significantly.
Did you ever think that you would one day be leading a Messianic fellowship?
Not in a million years.
Well, how did that happen?
Not in a million years. It simply happened, you know, when I went to seminary, I felt called for my life, obviously. I didn't know how that was going to evolve. But Murray at the time, Rabbi Murray, had begun a discipleship class, and he invited me, his assistant rabbi, and several others to be part of that discipleship class. And I attended that, and I thought maybe my destiny would be somewhere in Southern California. It's what I figured since I was out there. But at one point, after about 2 years of that discipleship class, I felt the call to come back to Canton, Ohio, and start a congregation. And so much of what I do is representative of what I had gleaned from my rabbi, and but it's evolved a little differently. But nonetheless, no, I never had any concept. But of course, that was the Lord's plan, not mine.
Wow. So tell me about how the Lord is using you today and about your congregation.
Well, the Star in the East is the name of our congregation. You know, it comes from the Gospel of Matthew. We saw his star in the East and come to worship him. And so we've come to worship him. And central to all that we do at the Star in the East is centered upon the way of Yeshua. And everything is predicated on his teaching, his example, his witness. And we have a very, very, to use a seminary term, we have a very high definitive Christology. And that is central to all that we do. So the Star in the East is a very multicultural environment. We average about 65 people each Shabbat. We started in a, as many congregations do like ours, Messianic, we shared a church for our first 3 years and then moved to another church for 2 years. And subsequently, we had the blessing of moving into a plaza that was close to my home that was in decline. They had lost an anchor store, so there was a lot of empty spaces, but they made it available to us to secure a spot at a very reasonable rate. And we were one space in the plaza for probably about six years, and then we moved to another space in the plaza for another subsequent maybe 7 or 8 years. And then we had, the plaza changed ownership, and we had the opportunity to purchase our first facility, which was actually one we had shared earlier, and it was empty. And so this is our first year into ownership. We have our own space, sanctuary, and a separate fellowship hall. And so again, we minister the good news of Yeshua to both Jew and Gentile, and that is the crux of our ministry.
And you're in Canton, Ohio?
Canton, Ohio, yes. Football Hall of Fame City.
If someone is traveling through, when are your services?
Saturdays at 10 a.m. Shabbat. And we have a weekly dance class, which is on Wednesdays. And we on Shabbat also have a Beit Midrash for us Sunday following the formal service. So we have our service from 10 to 12, food and fellowship for an hour or two. And then we have our Beit Midrash. And we make it a day. It is a complete Shabbat.
Sounds wonderful. But you know, I have to ask,
sure.
You weren't raised in the Jewish faith. You must have cousins and aunts and uncles and extended family members. How do they feel about you being involved in Messianic Judaism?
Yeah, it was, especially my mother, when she was alive. She, it wasn't a negative thing. It was just like a kind of scratch your head kind of thing. But, it was interesting that it was both positive and negative. I think I don't have a large family. I'm an only child, so I don't have a large extended family. I have lots of two adopted children and three natural children. I also have a stepson. So I have a lot of kids, and really it's more of experiencing it through them. Yeah, but for me, it wasn't really a major, I think most of the blowback that I get, believe it or not, was from the Christian community, because they're always worried about you putting them under the law and all that, sort of misunderstanding. And then the Jewish community actually is much more receptive to me because, I met with the local rabbis, and they said, look, please don't proselytize our community, But he said, look, if I have people who believe in Yeshua, I'm going to send them your way. So, they worked with me. It was interesting. Actually, the local rabbi here got his master's degree from a Christian seminary, which is interesting.
Go figure. Wow.
Yeah, just go figure. Right.
So, Rabbi Michael, do you have a favorite Jewish holiday?
Of course, Sukkot. I love Sukkot. And we had just this last, we really do it up for Sukkot.
we have an amazing slick. My wife can decorate the heck out of something. I mean, she's an incredible decorator. That's what she does for a living. And so our sukkah is second to none. And we always try to do something special for it. This past sukkah, we had Sue Samuel lead our service, and Sue Brian. So yeah, it was wonderful. Brian taught, and so it was wonderful. And that's my favorite.
Wonderful. Have you seen many miracles in your life?
I'm like, well, I'm the miracle. Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I mean, I lived an entirely different life, going an entirely different direction, different value system. I am an absolute transformation, not bragging, but it's just proof that you shouldn't can work with anyone, including me. So, yeah. You ask questions like, did I ever think? Well, no, I never thought, because it would be totally off the radar. So that my life is a total miracle. And other miracles, too. I mean, there were some personal situations in my life that only the hand of God could have orchestrated. You know, there was a season in my life where I lost everything. And the Lord restored, it's kind of a Job experience, and the Lord had restored it and more. So, yeah, I see countless miracles. We've had healings. Lady had breast cancer. It's kind of an interesting story. We had in our congregation early on, we had a surgeon. And had a lady in our congregation that was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she went in for a biopsy, and it ended up being randomly the guy in our congregation that was the doctor. And so when he went in to do the biopsy, it was gone. We had prayed and the tumor was gone. So we've seen physical miracles. We've seen God's hand move in really mighty, phenomenal ways in our congregation.
Wonderful. How would you like us to be praying for you?
Well, I'd like, I believe we are in a season, it's been, that we are approaching as believers, especially, that we are, we're the ostracized ones. We are the outsiders now. And I think it's important for our congregation, as well as every congregation, to be prayed for, not only for protection, but to really to be a powerful witness in the days. People need hope, and they need the truth. And we are about the truth. You know, Yeshua said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. And that's really the crux of what our ministry is about, His way, the truth, and the life that He showed us to live. So that we would be able to communicate that to our community and to draw people into that reality in these last days.
Thank you, Lord. May it be so. May it be so. And before we end the interview together, is there a favorite scripture, one that has really sustained you through the years?
It was from Second Chronicles, and I think it's, I can't remember, I can't say it exactly, but basically the scripture is, stand firm, the battle is mine.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yeah, it's from Second Chronicles, and it basically, the crux of the scripture says, the battle is mine, says the Lord, stand firm, worship, stand firm, the battle is mine.
Amen.
And I think all too often we try to fight the fight that is not our own. The battle is the Lord's, and let Him fight it for us.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, it certainly is nice to have met you over Facebook and over the phone, and I pray the Lord's blessing over your family and over your congregation. And I want to thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me on Bagels and Blessings.
It is a blessing, and now I'm going to have my bagel.
Enjoy, darling, enjoy. All right, well, until we chat again, thank you so much.
Thank you. Sure. Appreciate it.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
And that was my interview with Rabbi Michael Euler. Next up, here's Marty Goetz, A Jew Born Anew.
I had a bar mitzvah when I was 13. the greatest bar mitzvah that you've ever seen. The temple on the corner of Mayfield and Lee was filled with my friends and my family, all of them proud as proud could be, with catering far as the eye could see, complete with a chopped liver statue of me. But now they ask me how I could go so wrong, and why all of a sudden I'm singing this song. They say, son, you're deserting your fathers of old, so why don't you just come back to the fold? You're such a nice boy, or weren't you told that when you were born they broke the mold? So what do you need with this stuff you've been sold? But it's a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done, when I believe what they said was true, that Yeshua is God's only son. Well, I've done many things and I don't do a few, but this one thing I do made me a Jew born anew. Yes, through and through I'm a Jew born anew. So hallelujah to Yeshua, from a Jew who never knew Yah could come to die for a schmo like I was, just so I could win the prize and be with my Messiah in the sky. They say on bar mitzvah day I became a man. I tried to live that way, done the best that I can, but I've been worried since way back when, 'cause I've never done anything great since then. And though I could live till 110 and never have need of a fountain pen, I might never succeed in the sight of men, and they won't let me get bar mitzvah again. But it's a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done, when I believe what they said was true, that Yeshua is God's only son. Well, I've done many things and I don't do a few, but this one thing I do made me a Jew born anew. Yes, through and through I'm a Jew born anew. So hallelujah to you, Yeshua, from this Jew who never knew Yah could come to die for a real Shlomiel, one who couldn't tell you were the long-awaited Holy One of Israel. And all of you who don't know Yeshua, let me introduce him to ya. He's the blessed Messiah, he's the Lion of Judah, and he wants to do to ya what he did to me. To live in a schlep like I was, yep, it's true, on Christmas morn, the truest Jew that ever was born. So la 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 la
Shalom, this is Marty Goetz, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Here's Joshua Aaron with Hallelujah. Chadwick, you're listening to Bagels and Blessings. It's time for an oldie but goodie. Here's the group Lamb with the Year of Jubilee.
Sound the trumpet everywhere, all throughout the land. Panavalecha vikunecha Yesadonai panavalecha, v'yasim lecha shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Alechem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.